portrayed the government of Joseph Kabila didn't learn from the mistakes. They are clinging on power. These elections were not fair, free, democratic and transparent. And I could even say that the election were seriously flawed. Irregularities, lack of transparency, lack of accountability. I am calling for a review of the process, and I think the EU has done the same. The Carter Center has done the same, and the US government, the US is a superpower, the major superpower, currently. They have requested for the review of the process.
So bring it back to Britain, just a bit closer to home. There were demonstrations in the centre of London on last Saturday, I think. Do you think they're justified in protesting? Would you support them?
Of course. Of course. These are people who have been through quite a lot. These are people who, I think, witness actually quite a lot in their life. It's not easy to flee your country and to be abroad. And Congo has been quite a lot. And those demonstrations will be compared to the period where there was the civil rights movement in America with Martin Luther King. This is about fighting for your rights. This is about justice. This is about fairness. People feel that they've been cheated. People feel that the victory of the people has been stolen. So this is a right to choose a government.
What's the feeling in the Congolese community here in London, do you think, at the moment?
That is the feeling of sadness, the feeling of unbelievable situation, the feeling that you've got people there, they've been robbed, and no one is defending them. And amazingly, some Western countries, are defending the robber. You see, is that justice? It's not justice. People want justice. People want justice. People want their right to be recognized.
In the back again to London, in the in the demonstrations last week on Saturday, there were seven people charged for committing acts of violence. What do you think about that?
Right. I'm not condoning violence. I will never encourage people who want to commit crime or antisocial behavior. I am a law-abiding citizen. I would like all Congolese, wherever they are, to be law-abiding citizens. If they are British in this country, they should abide by the rules here.
I know there was a question at the Frontline Club when you spoke. A lot of people, I think, felt uncomfortable with the idea that the international community should take a leading role in a sovereign country.
Yeah, that is a real issue, I think, which we need to address. The way things are is like Congo is under the UN protectorate. So this is a view that some people may question. This is why I emphasizing the need for having strong alliances in the 21st century. So countries such as Congo, without strong allies, those countries will not get enough attention from the international community. This is how I think things work internationally. Because we were colonized by Belgium, which is a European country. But I'm afraid Belgium is not a member of the UN Security Council. Belgium is not sitting at the G8 either. So when you see a country such as the UK, which was a former colonial power to many African countries, and France as well, those countries sitting at the UN Security Council, at the G8, where big decisions for the world are taken. To some extent, you could say that those former British colonies have an advocate internationally.